So all of them, they will be wholesalers. And then when the retailers go and buy it from the wholesalers, one person from commerce will be there with a stamp of commerce. So each bag they leave the store will be stamped. And then the security will be there. There will be a form that they feel that the security knows where their location are, the retailers, so that they to control, you know, the price. If you are a trader from a state, you can come and buy it here. In a state now, you cannot have a problem of, say, I don't have a dollar, because you will get it in a cheap price. And then when you buy it here, a wholesaler, you can go and add your 10% and a transportation cost. That will not be very, very high. When you go, for example, you take it to Lake State, or you are taking to Jonglei in Senor for another estate. And what we are doing now is that when this food come in to the market, we will make sure that we will get another allocation in the same way that the other food come in, so that there is no gap, so that we don't run out of food and then we begin to look for money. So we have to sustain it in a way that to make sure that the price go down completely. And that one will help, because if the price goes down, even the because there's a lot of demand for dollar now in the black market, the demand of dollar will not be there. So the dollar also will go down. Because the trader now, if they get access to in an official rate, so they will not have to buy in the black market. So the people who have dollars, they will be forced to reduce their rate. So these are some of the steps that we have taken as the minister to translate the speech of the president to reality. This thing has already taken place, and it will continue like that.
It is an old and new story that when some companies get this hard currency, instead of bringing this particular item which the ministry is asking them to bring, they don't bring it. It's because people are skeptical about the mechanisms, the systems in place to control such companies with such individuals. What is new this time that this will never happen, and actually the money given for the company will actually end up bringing the food?
What will be different is that what the bank does is that you bring the commodities before your money is transferred to the supply, because that is what it means by letter of credit. The problem before is that people give money before they bring food. Now, if I give you a letter of credit, what you do, you will put 20% as a security deposit in pound. You put 15% in dollars, security, and then you are given a letter of credit. You go and bring. When you enter normally, the security will have a list. They know that you are given this amount of LC. They will check the bag that you are bringing. That's one. When you come here, we also have to be checked by the Minister of Commerce and the security here, the Economic and Intelligence Department. And then the bank also do their own checking through the correspondent bank. Even now they are monitored, the bank knows when this thing is going to be loaded and where it's going to be loaded. So it has become now a joint responsibility between the Minister of Commerce, the security, and the bank. But before, I think there was some loose, you know, people were given and then your money will be, because through the KNB, there was no any mechanism put in place. So I'm not saying that something may not get wrong, but if anything gets wrong, there is a way that we can be traced. Because this company, if you fail to bring food, you fail a form that you have to, you commit yourself. So you will go to jail. I want to assure the South Sudanese that I think this time they will see food, and then we will improve it from there. If it is there are some loopholes, we will look up how we can close those loopholes in the next allocation. But I really think that this time, these people, they will bring the food, and I know.